Welcome to episode 247 of Tato to Go Bookmakers. I'll be talking about fiction in minute three. But first, who is our bookbinder of the week? Our bookbinder of the week is Colette Fu. She is an incredible pop-up book artist who is both inspirational and depressing. She's inspirational because her pop-up books are amazing. I can spend hours watching her videos of her pop-up books. I have spent hours looking at her pop-up books and watching her make things. In fact, she inspired me to make some pop-up books very simple compared to what she can do. I suggest you check out Colette Fu on YouTube. There's quite a few videos. Also, you can go to colettefu.com, colettefu.com, and see what she's been up to in the last few months or so. An incredible pop-up books that you can sit in are incredible pop-up books. Colette Fu, check her out. On the other hand, there is incredible bookbinders, and then there's me. And what have I been doing in bookbinding this week? Let me tell you. In bookbinding, I printed out two novels, and I sewed one up. The one I sewed up is Heart of November, about the high school student who goes to the Congo and gets involved in all sorts of things. And the one I didn't sew up yet is The Priests of Hiroshima. I'll probably do that this week. I've sewed it before. I've got several copies of it, but this is going to be a newly edited version. And then I recovered one book that I've had for over 30 years. The cover finally fell off and the text block fell apart, so I glued it together and I'm recovering it. That's three things I've done in bookbinding. And I've started a nice cover. I've started a unique cover for another book. So hopefully that book gets written or is made, because the cover is rather nice. It's very tactile. That's what I've been doing in bookbinding. I must say this podcast keeps me working, because every week I sit down to tell you what I've done in bookbinding and I can't come up with something sometimes. Other times I can come up with a few things, but every time I think about making this podcast, I think I have to do something in bookbinding that I've got on my list of things to do. On my board right now, I have a list of 5 things I want to do, and 3 are checked off. Only 3. I'll probably finish the other 2 this week, hopefully, so that next week I'll have something to say. Speaking of something to say, what have I been doing in fiction? This is going to be an interesting tale. Hang on. So as you know, I moved my office, my workspace, from one place to another. I boxed everything up, and now I'm unboxing everything. Some of them I was smart enough to label workbench, books, things of that nature, desktop. Some things I didn't. So it's sort of like a Christmas present when I get to open it. Oh, there is my whatever, my bone folder. As I was going through a pile of boxes, I picked up a box that I thought was full of receipts, back receipts and back taxes and stuff like that. Hopefully, I thought to myself, I can throw most of these away because they're probably quite old. Yes, I was right. They were quite old. I discovered in that box several short stories, a novel, and several screenplays and plays, some of which I thought I had lost. One of which I put online, not online, I put in InDesign so I could put it online later. A whole bunch of stuff I thought I had lost. And how old were they? Well, 2 of them were typed on a typewriter. You can tell it's a typewriter, not a computer, because of the way the E's and stuff are clogged up. Typewriter. That's how long ago these were made. I had an outline for a novel. Now, last week I said every novel I've outlined, I have not finished. Well, I found an outline for a novel and the first few pages, and I read it and I thought, not so interesting. So I read it again, thought about it, read it again, then threw it away. It's not that interesting. It was a domestic quarrel type novel that I might think about for the next couple of years before I start it again, this time without an outline. However, there was a short story, the short story that I put in InDesign so that I could put it online. I thought I had lost it. It is called There Is No Time in the Land of Nod, and it is about Cain, basically. Cain going to the land of Nod and finding his wife. But wait, Adam and Eve were the only people, and they had three named sons. So anyway, Cain goes to the land of Nod and discovers a whole bunch of people. I thought that was lost, but I found it. Also, it was a number of screenplays and plays. One play was quite interesting, and some other short stories. So that's what I've been doing in fiction, is reading. I have been working on Growing Slurry. It's gotten to be a few more pages. It is not outlined, so I don't know where I'm going, but it's going to be interesting because I like interesting books. So far, so good. So in bookbinding, I've sewed up a book, I've printed out two books, I recovered a book. In fiction, I read a book. No, I didn't read a book, I read a short story. And I read a bunch of other stuff. So that's what I've been doing this week in bookbinding and fiction. Don't forget to check out Colette Fu and look at some of her amazing pop-up books. Next week, another pop-up book artist. But for this week, thanks for dropping by. See you again.